Oh, the high blood pressure could have caused the bleed.
Yeah, but it could have been like...
Yeah, but I don't think you can convince me of that. Ronald Knox, K-N-O-X. Yeah, 212-24-73. This is a 50-year-old gentleman, complains of right shoulder pain. He says he's had shoulder pain for the past 15 to 20 years. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident. He said they told him he had a pinched nerve in his shoulder, but none in his neck, period. In the paragraph, he's had different treatments from time to time. He's a construction worker, and the pain has a tendency to flare up. Over the weekend, his pain is worse with some tenderness and numbness in his fingertips on the right side. His blood pressure is elevated, but he says his blood pressure has never been high before, but on the other hand, hasn't seen a doctor for some time. His blood pressure 173 over 104, which will be repeated before he leaves. He got Toradol 60 and Decadron 8 milligram. He is with his common-law wife. They've been together for 10 years. He has 5 children, but not with her. They live close by. He has a good relationship with him. He drinks occasionally, doesn't use drugs, doesn't smoke. Allergy, non-COVID immunization, up-to-date medications, none. Medical problems, he was told he had a heart murmur as a child. Surgery, no recent surgery. Family history, coronary artery disease, seizures. Last lab some time ago. Colonoscopy, never. Hasn't seen a doctor for some time. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 224 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 16, 68, 173 over 104. Heart pulses, pump pulses through lungs, a clear abdomen soft. There's clear tenderness over the suprascapular region on the right side. By pressing on the scapula, I can produce the numbness and pain and tingling in his right fingers. Neurological non-focal, he has bilateral strength. There's no facial droop. Lower extremity shows no edema, causing cyanosis. Skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, right shoulder pain. Number two, we need to get an MRI of his shoulder. Number three, he does have some pain with abduction. Number four, suspect suprascapular nerve impingement. Number five, Toradol 60 milligram now. Next is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next is Mobic 15, 1-5 once a day. Next is Merdol dose pack. Next is Felixuril 10 milligram. Be careful not to take when you're driving or operating machinery. Next number, off work for 7 days. Next number, come back. Next number, because of his blood pressure, we looked at his heart. He does have what looks like RVH. Next number, we need to set him up for sleep study. Next number, he does have a fatty liver. Next number, minimal carotid stenosis. Next number, no vascular issues with the right arm or the left arm. Next number, no DVT or PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, he does have trace edema. For this reason, we checked the thyroid and also going to do a sleep study. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, BPH. Next number, must lose weight. Next number, kidneys within normal limits in face of hypertension. Next is findings discussed with patient at length. Hey, do me a favor. Get another blood pressure before I hang up. Next number, we will reevaluate next week. Next number, he's just going to be off work for a week. Next number, is I discuss these findings with him. It's okay. It's just a phone. At length before leaving. Blood pressure 151 over 96. We're going to have him check his blood pressure at home. As the pain subsides, I believe that would get better, and obtain an MRI before he sees me next week. Thank you.